Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm PJ Elliott, and we are sponsored by AAA. Redskins gearing up for their second preseason game on Saturday with the Packers coming to town. Our own Craig Hoffman has more on what to expect.
Preseason game planning isn't regular season game planning, but what is it?
We're going to study Green Bay, obviously their defense from an offensive perspective, what they do, what their fronts are, what runs we like. Obviously pass protections, we're going to make sure the quarterbacks are protected and the quarterbacks know how to protect themselves. And then defensively, put our guys in a good position to stop what they do best and let them play.
Jay Gruden said the missed protections against Baltimore were a result of uncharacteristic misses, not lack of planning. The plan is simply to do better on Saturday versus Green Bay. At Redskins Park, Craig Hoffman, Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan.
Wide receiver Josh Doctson, who returned to practice for the first time in about a week and a half, is unlikely to play as he continues to deal with a hamstring issue. According to reports, though, he's been participating in team drills today with the second team offense. Elsewhere, there's a trifecta of preseason play tonight, with Jay Cutler expected to make his debut for the Dolphins as they take on the Ravens down in Miami. Buffalo is at Philly, and the Bucks come up north to Jacksonville. To baseball, Nationals begin a seven-game road trip with the first stop in San Diego tonight. And it's going to be some late nights over the next few days. Things will get started tonight just after 10 o'clock. Charlie and Dave kick it off with Nats on Deck at 9:30 right here on The Fan. AAA is the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it's been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. From the Crop Metcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm PJ Elliott. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
The latest on the NFL against the NFLPA, Ezekiel Elliott's six-game suspension being appealed. We're Grant and Danny. We're kicking off the final hour of the show, the big one today, getting an update on the Redskins. You just heard Craig Hoffman's latest in our update. Craig, with practice continuing today, it sounds pretty good for Jamison Crowder to play on Saturday night. What about Preston Smith? Of the injured guys, who do we think is going to get back on the field?
Preston's out. I'm actually standing on a hill high above Redskins Park right now watching practice. So Preston's out there right now and has been a full participant today. Jamison's been a full participant for the last 2 days. So I would be kind of surprised if Jamison doesn't go. I think it's leaning towards Preston looking like he would go. If they hold him out, it'd be purely precautionary. And then the interesting one is Josh Doctson. He has been ramping up, as you heard PJ say in the update. He has been out there mostly with the second team, but he's taken a couple of first team reps. As practice has gone on today, they've kind of been mixing and matching a little bit more with some scout team stuff happening. But he's been in team activities today, which is a progression from yesterday where he was only in individual drills. And then I think they're really going to see probably Saturday game time decision because they'd like to see him go because of his lack of experience. I think the one that is safely out right now is Jordan Reed. He, again, is not in uniform today, is off to the side. He's caught a few balls, but other than that, hasn't done anything with the football.
Yeah, Hoff, we are at an Ironman-esque streak of two practices without Josh Doctson falling down and having to go back into treatment for 6 months. What do you think the prognosis is? I know it's game time for Saturday, but how does he get ramped up? How does he fold in, and what can we count on?
So it's a day-to-day thing, right? And day two, as you said, Ironman streak, we're good there. He woke up today after doing some things yesterday and felt good. He's got to do that again tomorrow. You know, he's done more today with more activity. Does he go home tonight, get whatever rest treatment that he needs? And then when he wakes up tomorrow, how's his hamstring feel? If it feels really good, then maybe he participates 100% fully like a starting receiver in practice tomorrow. Then if he wakes up Saturday and it feels good, then goes through pregame warm-up, but it feels good, then he plays. If at some point in one of those steps, the streak ends and, you know, he's got to go back into 6 months of treatment, well, then that's not so good.
That would not be ideal. Craig Hoffman's coverage of the Redskins is, you can follow him on Twitter throughout the preseason, at Craig Hoffman for more information from these practices. Will Blackman is lining up next to DJ Swearinger with the first teamers in the first reps of practice today. I saw that Zach Brown and Mason Foster are patrolling the inside linebacker spots, which I really like. As far as that first team defense, are we starting to get a better indication of the depth chart, or are they still mixing and matching a lot?
It's too early to tell, Grant, and I'll explain that this way. For one thing, on the Will Blackman front, DeShazer Everett, none of us have seen him at all, so we're not really sure where he is. He might just be sick or something like that.
Gotcha.
I don't think he was hurt. You know, when he came off the field yesterday, I walked off the field with him. He was perfectly fine. So we have to figure out, once Jay tells us at the podium coming up here in a little bit, what's up with DeShazer Everett. I would assume he's still your starter on Saturday if everything's okay. We'll figure out. If not, then I guess it will be Will Blackmon. As far as the inside linebackers are concerned, I would almost at this point be surprised if Foster and Brown are not the starters on Saturday. The question is, do they then flip around next week and put Will Compton back at the mic and either Mason or Zach next to him, and kind of use game two and game three to try out different pairings and then figure out who their starter is week one of the season based on how it goes in the preseason games and how that particular week of practice goes. This week, it has been consistent. It has been Zach Brown at the Mo linebacker, Mason Foster calling the signals as the Mike linebacker, and Will Compton coming in with the second unit. So it wouldn't surprise me if that is how it winds up for the season. I would be kind of surprised if they've already made that kind of finalized decision, and then if Will doesn't at least get a couple more snaps with the first team at some point in training camp as he picks off a pass, which is nice.
Craig Hoffman is with us at Craig Hoffman on Twitter. If he ate pound cake every day, every meal for 6 months, he wouldn't gain a pound. Also gives you good information about the Redskins. What do you expect from the offense this weekend, Craig? Think about that, because this 2-3 and outs, and then we go watch the rest of the day, that's not going to cut it, I think, at this point. Given the starts that Jay's teams have gotten off to for 3 straight years since he's been the head coach, there's a lot on the line. Do you expect a different approach here this weekend in terms of what's expected from that first team, O?
I mean, expected, yeah. They didn't expect to be terrible against Baltimore. They just were. So I would say they certainly expect to be better. As for how they go about being better, it wouldn't surprise me if they're a little bit more aggressive. You know, do you come out first down, play action, take a deep shot, try to give your team a little juice? Something like that I would not put past Jay Gruden at all. Then again, they might come out and say, hey, we really want to run the ball and we want to be more physical and improve on that 2.2 yards per carry. And they come out and run the ball for the first 3 downs, and that's your first series if those 3 downs don't gain 10 yards. I could see it, and I could see Jay explaining both of those things those ways. I think if they're smart, that they spread it out a little bit, try to get Kirk into a rhythm. I mean, they tried that in a way in the last game. He just missed prior high. You know, that who knows what happens if that first pass is a hit. So I would expect them to be a little bit more aggressive. I certainly think that Jay will be vocal if they are not successful, because he has high expectations for this offense, as everybody does. And if they don't score points, I mean, it's not like just as simple as if they don't score points, they don't win football games, because the whole point of the game is to score more points than the other team. But this is a team that is going to rely more heavily on its offense to be effective and win games. So I think everybody around here understands that, and the standard is such.
Who's starting to feel pressure to perform as the preseason wears on?
That's a great question. I mean, I think some of the guys are injury related, right? Obviously, you've got, you know, a guy like Doxson, or it's like, oh, hey, he looks great for the first 3 days. Oh, no, he's hurt again. So I think that is obviously there's some pressure. I think probably Bashaud Breeland is the best answer to that question, though, of the non-injury category. You know, he had a first rough couple of days, and you know, there's some other young corners that have made some plays here and there. I wouldn't say they're nearly as consistent as Breeland, but Fuller's looked great. And so, you know, could he theoretically start at corner and then slide inside in nickel situations? Yeah, if he is deemed to be the better player. And, of course, Breeland's in a contract year. So I would say Breeland's probably the best answer to that question. Obviously, there's guys fighting for the end of roster spots that are important. I think a guy like Samaje Perine is going to have a little more pressure on him. After, you know, hey, you're the shiny new rookie that everybody loves. Oh, no, you fumbled the ball. That's not so good. So I think he's got a little bit of pressure, but if I had to pick one, I'd say Breeland.
Go into some of these rookies here, Craig, for me. Not just Ryan Anderson or Jonathan Allen. We know kind of what their roles are going to be, at least at the outset. We're going to see them a bunch. But I'm thinking the back end guys, whether it's, the Holsey or Monte Nicholson, Harvey Clemens, Fabian Moreau. What do you expect from them this weekend going forward?
I mean, I expect those guys to all certainly get plenty of snaps this weekend. As for, you know, who can really crack the 53, I think probably you're looking just from a number standpoint, like if all four of those guys make the 53, I'd be surprised. But I'd also be surprised if they don't want them on the practice squad if they were to let one of those go. I mean, Moreau's a third-round pick. Like, he's making the team. I think he's going to be used more of a special teams guy this year, in part because he missed the first couple of weeks of camp. He's just now getting into team drills. And, you know, the corner position is one where there is a lot of depth. That obviously is the same problem you run into. Josh Holsey, the seventh-round pick out of Auburn, who's had a good camp, has made some plays, but is going to be behind Fabian Moreau and Josh Norman and Bashaud Breeland and Kendall Fuller and you know, Deshaun Phillips is still running around out here. Like, there's just so many guys at that position who have played for this team. It's going to be hard for a seventh-round rookie to really get out there on defense. Monte Nicholson's interesting. You know, obviously they're thinner at safety, and we'll see what's up with DeShazer and why he's not out here today. But he's a big, big dude who looks like he could be a really nice prospect moving forward. And you wonder if he's the kind of guy that if they just don't have room, you know, do they keep him on the roster until D'Angelo Hall gets back, then try to sneak into the practice squad, something like that. And then Harvey Clemens, again, they just have so many linebackers. You know, is he a guy that they are willing to keep for special teams and is a guy they do like moving forward? He plays fast, plays physical, all those things, but there's only 53 spots and eventually you've got to cut somewhere. And to me, he seems like more of a practice squad candidate, just because of the depth of the position and some of the veterans, a guy like Chris Carter, who has versatility to play inside, outside, and is really good on teams. Like, you probably want to keep him over Josh Harvey Clemens because he's going to matter on Sundays this year, as opposed to Harvey Clemens mattering on Sundays in the future.
Is there a chance, Craig, that they could play their starters more than we even anticipate, just to get them up to speed? Like, if they get off to a slow start again, that they could go a quarter and a half or something like that in this game, which would be abnormal for Jay Gruden, obviously.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I think Jay, with that said, though, understands the risk, and he kind of reiterated that. You know, he said he thought about playing them more, but, you know, at what point does the risk outweigh the reward? But at some point, you know, the risk, there's an added risk on some other side of that equation. I'm not good at math, but on some other side of that equation where you risk not being ready for the season. And if Jay feels that this offense isn't, and the defense too, even though they played well against Baltimore, you know, if they feel like they're not getting the work they need, they could certainly put them out there. Now, I think there are also a couple of guys maybe you could play on their own. If, like, Brandon Sheriff has another bad game, could they leave him in a little bit longer? Sure. Is Trent Williams going to play very long? Probably not. And when Trent comes out, that probably means Kirk should come out too. But could they leave individual guys in who might need a little bit more work? I don't think that would be out of the equation either.
Craig, awesome with us as always, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. Enjoy Ashburn as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, in 88 degrees in humidity, it's a delight right now, let me tell you.
Football practice. Football is fun, fun, sir.
If Craig Hoffman had body fat, he might sweat, but I know that he doesn't, so
he's not sweating.
So he's not sweating.
Always appreciate it. Ezekiel Elliott wants his 6-game suspension reduced. Will it get reduced? We'll tell you next on Grant and Danny.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.